Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the Blue Star Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. B. Thiagarajan, Managing Director, Blue Star Limited, and Mr. Nikhil Sohoni, Group Chief Financial Officer, Blue Star Limited. As a reminder, all participant clients will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. B. Thiagarajan. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You might have gone through the results of Q2 FY26. It was a tough quarter. You are aware of the impacted summer season that continued through July. Post that, on August 15th, we had the GST announcement. Practically from 15th of August till September 22nd, not only the room air conditioners business and also some part of or some segments of commercial air conditioning business were also impacted. Because we are a company having interest in B2B as well as the B2C segment, we could deliver modest growth. On the whole, it was a tough quarter, and the fundamentals are strong. The growth story for the industry is strong, and even if you look at the CAGR from FY20 or you ignore the COVID years, you take from FY22, the industry has grown, and Blue Star has grown in double digits. So there is no doubt about the long-term prospects of this business. It is just that in this particular financial year, it's tough. We had mentioned that it is probable that the second half of the financial year should be better than first half. We still believe so. But having said that, whether it will make up for the shortfall in H1, I doubt at this moment. Going by what is happening in the market, considering the inventory levels of room air conditioners that are in the market, one would think that if we close the year with industry being flat, we being flat, we should be very happy. I don't think we will be able to grow over the previous year at all, given that it was a huge growth year. And it is also probable that the industry ends up with -15% over last year, and Blue Star does better than that. It is also probable because we are dependent on just two windows now. That's in December, prior to the energy level change, or a couple of weeks, and then you have to wait for summer season to set in last few days of February and the month of March. That's all the window that is available as far as room air conditioner business is concerned. Commercial refrigeration business, it's smaller in terms of market size, that growth, but it cannot make up for the shortfall in room air conditioners business. Commercial air conditioning, it continues to do well while the order inflow was lower due to the reasons I mentioned because GST impact is also affecting certain segments, like for example, government or educational institutions, so on and so forth. And we think that that business will revive, and electromechanical projects business, other than the infra projects, all other segments are doing well, whether it is buildings or data center or manufacturing. It is a matter of concern is the slow execution of infra projects, and the speed is not picking up there. It is a rain-interrupted match. As I keep telling, it is all that Duckworth Lewis method. So we don't know how many overs are left or what is the asking rate, and so rain keeps interrupting on one side. The other way to look at it is it's the first half of the movie was not that interesting. The intermission, post intermission, one hopes that the movie will be good. But on the whole, one will close the year with a great feeling. I don't think so, because the momentum it was somewhat disrupted. But I keep repeating that the CAGR you estimate for any period over the past 5 years, 4 years, 3 years, it is more than 15% for industry. So in this whole thing, we seem to have done well, better than the industry, gaining market share. But fine. Internally, I keep telling that everyone failed in that. I failed with better marks. It's not the calculation. But we have done better than the industry. One more question that will come is inventory in the pipeline. So while post summer the inventory we thought during festival season it will get liquidated due to this GST introduction, it did not. For the period September 22nd till Diwali day, we witnessed as far as goods is concerned more than 35% sale. But suppose that there is a lull period. Give other inventory level based on the latest estimate as on date is around 65 days of sale. Ideally it should be only 45 days of sale. And I do not know the inventory level, but I know the inventory levels are much higher than 65 days. So which means it is going to be a period where all these inventory have to find way to the market. And so the channel as well as manufacturer's inventory liquidation will be a top priority. From 1st of January, the manufacturers have to produce new products or relabel the existing products depending on the energy efficiency levels. Signal that we want to give is indeed second half of the movie will be better. There is no doubt about it. We will continue to maintain our fundamental principles, that is grow faster than the market, control the expenses, both operating as well as capex. Find ways and means to maintain the margins or contain the deterioration of the margin, and close the year hoping that summer sets in early. That's where we are. So I hand it over to Mr. Nikhil Sawhney for his remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Nagarajan. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Nikhil Sawhney, and I will provide you an overview of the results of Blue Star Limited for quarter ended September 2025. Coming to financial highlights, in quarter 2 of FY26, the company has reported modest growth amidst multiple challenges. The room air conditioner segment continued to witness demand slowdown after a subdued monsoon-led Q1 FY26. As prolonged rains and lower temperatures impacted secondary sales and delayed channel offtake. Also, the room AC and commercial AC demand was deferred due to GST rate reduction announcement on 15th of August 2025, which subsequently came into effect only on September 22nd, 2025. In project business, execution of factory and data center projects remained steady, though the pace of new order inflows was subdued. Financial highlights for the quarter ended September 30, 2025 on a consolidated basis are summarized as follows. Revenue from operations for quarter 2 of FY26 grew 6.4% to rupees 2,422 crores as compared to rupees 2,276 crores in quarter 2 of FY25. EBITDA excluding other income for Q2 FY26 improved to ₹183.4 crores, an EBITDA margin of 7.6% as compared to ₹149.3 crores, an EBITDA margin of 6.6% in Q2 of FY25. PBT grew 1.3% to ₹133 crores in Q2 FY26 as compared to ₹131 crores in Q2 FY25. Tax expense for the current quarter was ₹33.4 crores as compared to ₹35 crores in Q2 of last year. Net profit grew 2.8% to ₹99 crores in Q2 of FY26 as compared to ₹96 crores in Q2 of FY25. Carried forward order books as of September 30, 2025 grew by 7.9% to ₹7,120 crores as compared to ₹6,598 crores as of September 30, 2024. Carried forward order book as of March 31, 2025 stood at ₹6,263 crores. The capital employed as of September 30, 2025 increased to ₹6,531 crores as compared to ₹2,550 crores as of September 30, 2024. Net borrowing of ₹417 crores as of September 30, 2025 as compared to net cash position of ₹185 crores as of September 30, 2024. Coming to business highlights for quarter 2, segment 1, that is electromechanical projects and commercial air conditioning systems. The segment revenue grew 16.5% to ₹1,664 crores in Q2 of FY26 as compared to ₹1,428 crores in Q2 of FY25. Segment result was ₹147 crores, which was 8.8% of revenue in the current quarter as compared to ₹119 crores, which was 8.3% of revenue in Q2 of last year. Order inflow for the quarter was flat at ₹1,922 crores in Q2 FY26. In the previous year, it was 1,900 crores. Coming to electromechanical project business, while the inquiry inflows from buildings, data centers and factories were good, order finalizations during Q2 FY26 was muted. As far as infrastructure projects are concerned, the company continues to be selective. Owing to the strong order book and faster project execution, billing growth during the quarter was strong. Carried forward order book of electromechanical project business was at ₹4,840 crores as of September 30, 2025 as compared to ₹5,037 crores as of September 30, 2024. It was a negative growth of 3.9%. Coming to commercial air conditioning, the business grew in line with the market trends. However, billing pace moderated post GST reforms from mid-August until late September. The company continues to maintain its market leadership in ducted systems and scroll chillers and ranks among the top 3 in VRF and screw chillers. International business, with the approval process and trial marketing having been completed for few products in the US market, the supply scaled in Q1 FY26 and Q2 FY26. The tariff-related uncertainties persist and the business should accelerate further once India-US trade deal is concluded. With the successful development of products for both US and Europe, the company continues to be optimistic about the prospects for international business. Overall, the segment 1 margin saw an improvement in Q2 FY26, rising to 8.8% of revenue compared to 8.3% of revenue in quarter 2 of last year. The improvement in margins is a result of changing mix of business within the segment. Coming to segment 2, that is unitary products, the revenue degrew 9.5% to ₹694 crores in Q2 FY26, as compared to ₹767 crores in Q2 FY25. Segment result was ₹43 crores, that is 6.2% of revenue in Q2 of FY26 as compared to ₹54 crores, that was 7% of revenue in Q2 of FY25. Cooling and purification products business, unfortunately, the Q2 FY26 was also impacted, and the only silver lining was the good secondary sales with effect from September 27, 2025. With the energy level change scheduled for implementation on January 1, 2026, it is likely that the Christmas and New Year sales would be good. Preparations are underway for the launch of new products for pre-summer season 2026. Coming to commercial refrigeration business, the business experienced a modest quarter. With the GST rate reduction on various food products, we expect significant demand growth in H2 of FY26. We are expanding our energy-efficient and IoT-enabled product range to meet evolving customer needs while deepening penetration in Tier 2 and Tier 3 markets through localized distribution and service support. The segment margins were lower as compared to previous corresponding quarters. In last year, quarter 2, the margins reported were 7%, whereas in current year, the margins are 6.2%. Coming to segment 3, that is professional electronics and industrial systems, the revenue degrew 20.1% to Rs. 64 crores in Q2 of FY26 as compared to Rs. 81 crores in Q2 of FY25. Segment result was Rs. 6 crores, which was 9.6% of revenue in Q2 of FY26 as compared to Rs. 5 crores, which was 6.4% of revenue in Q2 of FY25. The degrowth is primarily due to uncertainty surrounding the current business model of MedTech Solutions business pending the finalization of regulatory quality framework. Industrial Solutions continued its strong growth momentum on the back of manufacturing and testing demand. Data Security Solutions continued with steady performance driven by robust demand from BFSI and large enterprises. As the business navigates through challenging times, efforts on expense rationalization help to improve the margin. Coming to business outlook, we are optimistic about the prospects of room AC business as the benefits of GST rate rationalization will spur the demand in quarter 3 of FY26. However, unseasonal rains in several parts of the country continue to be a matter of concern. While the order inflow in electromechanical projects business continues to slow, we expect a demand revival in commercial air conditioning and commercial refrigeration businesses. Several initiatives have been undertaken for reducing both operating costs as well as working capital in order to substantially improve the H2 FY26 performance. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I am done with the opening remarks. I would like to now pass it back to the moderator, who will open the floor for questions. We will try and answer as many questions as we can. To the extent we are unable to, we will get back to you via email. With that, we are open for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Natasha Chair from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and good morning, gentlemen. First of all, congrats on a resilient set of numbers. My first question is on segment 1. Commercial AC, commercial AC, which is a high margin business, witnessed loss of sales as per your opening commentary. Overall, also execution has been slow on account of rains. Yet your top line growth was moderated to 16.5% versus 50% run rate before. Now, this segment saw margin expansion and it's also above a broader guidance of 7 to 7.5 range. So, can you explain how margin expansion happened and sequentially also it's been a sharp improvement? So, were there any favorable terms with our vendors here? That's my first question.
Thank you for asking this question. This will benefit others as well. So you are right. This segment comprises electromechanical projects as well as the commercial air conditioning, and also the service business. All the three are there. Now, the margin in a particular quarter will depend on which are the segments that have done well within broadly here. So the weightage of commercial air conditioning or the weightage of electromechanical projects, how it is. Second part is connected with what kind of jobs and projects got closed, what kind of odd segments played a very major role. Broadly for your guidance, the margins are good in manufacturing data center segment. Margins are not that good in infrastructure project segment. In commercial air conditioning products, we have ducted or packaged air conditioning which are conventional. We have got chillers. We have got also VRF systems. Again, each one of them have different sets of profit margins. So, in the quarter, whether it is 7, 7.5, sometime 8, you should not actually worry at all. What is the outlook? The potential for this business is just 7 to 7.5%. It can be 7 in some quarter, 7.5 in some quarter. Our guidance for the rest of the year is also the same, 7 to 7.5. That's how it will be. This segment is not going to be dramatically improve the margins in the coming quarters at all. Because there are quite a bit of investments that are being made to enhance the reliability of the product. So therefore, we are putting money into the product. And normally one will say that we are re-engineering the product and we are going to be improving the margins by value engineering. That is not the case because the product is becoming very digital with the electronics content being very high as the sophistication is being built, and quite a bit of the products are being or components are being sourced from India, and many manufacturers are there for the first time. So the guidance as far as segment one is concerned, it is 7 to 7.5%. That's what you should go ahead with.
Understood, sir. My second question is on segment 2. So our top line has degrown by 10% and both commercial refrigeration and room AC has declined. Again, your UCP margin has shown resilience, and what is surprising is Q1Q, it has actually improved. My question, and in conjunction, if I check your creditors, you've also made very steep payment to your creditors. So my question here is, did we avail some good cash discount from our creditors which actually protected our UCP margins?
A number of things. The very first thing is that in Q1, if you look at it, we were all investing for the summer season. And when April, it was not happening, second half of April will happen, then we said May, it is going to happen. Weather forecast was also like that, so we didn't get into any cost saving measures at all. Plus advertising expenses, it was heavy, like we said in ICL, that commitment was made, we had to continue with that. Now, subsequently, when summer has not happened, you do many things. The very first thing is connected with advertising, which is easy to do, and the in-shop demonstrators, for example. And you go ahead and focus on manufacturing cost reduction, and you will be also seeking discounts wherever it is possible. But the significant part is connected with cost reduction. That's what had happened. Now, the going forward, again, you should ask this question, what margin we are likely to end the year with for your benefit, for rest of the analyst fund managers who are all joining this call. We have been, first of all, the history is as follows, that 9 to 9.5% the margin outlook was there, then we toned it down to 8.5 to 9. When the summer failed, we said that still 8% is possible. And as I see it now, as I keep in mind what is likely to happen in the coming months with huge inventory in the marketplace, I think we should be very happy if we end the year anywhere between 7 to 7.5%. and we will work towards 7.5. It can as well be 7. It all depends now on that February 2nd of March. And the inventory have to move out before the energy level change. That's the outlook for that.
Got it. Sir, one last question if I may ask. You lowered your guidance from positive 5 earlier to now flat-ish. You had also recently addressed the media sometime around the festive period saying that, you know, our sales have been good and we maintain our guidance. So, just wanted to understand what really changed in the interim that there's a cut in our guidance in just a couple of days.
You asked a question. So, the question was that, I repeat what I had been maintaining, that whenever summer came, I said the second half does well festival season as well the subsequent summer season builds up in Q4. Therefore, there is always a possibility that you can make up and grow even by 10%. That's what is the beginning statement. When the GST cut came in, fine, we have to wait and watch how fast this GST implementation will happen, and post that we will see, and 10% growth we had said for here, 15% potential was there. That was the thinking. The secondary sale movement between September 22nd and October 18-19 was 35% in our case. Actual sale to the consumers from the channels. Post that, it is dull. The movement is not taking place. And the window that will happen will be only before the energy level change. And the rain continues all across the country. And so the festival season has not gone well despite the GST reduction. It has helped to reduce the inventory. But what I could make out is that all the players are carrying inventory. In our case, I told you, we would have preferred it to be 30 to 45 days. Last year it was 34 days as of now. But unfortunately, it is 65 days of inventory is there. If you add up what is in the channel and what is in the past. So this will lead to the sale happening to the channel and the channel carrying the inventory even till February. So therefore, I may be erring on a wrong side. It is probable that February, March is so very great, like last year, everybody is talking up because there will be shortage of material in summer. I don't think that will be the situation. So therefore, one should be happy if it matches last year's number. Even with that, the CAGR, if you look at it, will be some 18% for the industry, slightly better for Blue Star. And I also, I'm also cautioning that it is now dependent on that 6 weeks in Q4. So, yeah, it can as well be growth which is minus 15. It could be. So, the range could be minus 15 to 0. But as of now, I am still hoping that one can attempt to if there is going to be a good summer outlook. That's the change. The festival season has not gone on as one would have expected. And I also would think that, there is a comparison that is being made with auto sector, and obviously that industry was not growing, and in this case you are comparing with a huge previous year, and in terms of hierarchy, people may be putting that money in their hands into auto ahead of air conditioners. They will wait for the summer season, it is probable. Last line is, I don't see any problem in the long-term growth outlook at all. It is just that this is a rain-affected year. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address all the questions from the participants in the conference call, we request you to kindly limit your questions to per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue again. The next question is from the line of Bhumika Nair from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. The question is on the commercial refrigeration part of it. Last year we've seen some challenges out there, and there was a muted growth or even a decline in that segment. Could you kind of speak about how the growth has panned out in YTD on that segment, just to understand either qualitatively or with some numbers, whichever manner that you can speak about? And secondly, in terms of the REC segment, it's said that there's a lot of inventories, etc. As we get into the year end before the BEE rating changes, do you think there could be some pressure on margins as the industry tries to liquidate the inventory prior to the BEE rating change by December? Could that be a bit of a challenge? And lastly, if I may also squeeze in on our working capital, has seen quite a bit of an increase and our net debt cash levels going to net debt levels. As this inventory is wound down by the year end, do we see us coming back to the net cash level?
On the cash part, Nikhil will explain. The cash is not connected with working capital alone. There's an aspect that has to be incurred for long term that will also determine that. The first perspective is when we talk about growth, we have to keep in mind we are talking about growth over an unprecedented year. That's what is probably giving a wrong picture. I again repeat that you calculate a CAGR, the industry has been growing, Blue Star has been growing, even in room air conditioners. First I will answer the room air conditioner margin. If the inventory levels are higher in the market and there is demand will be there, basically because the energy level change is there, and once the energy level change is implemented, the prices will be higher for the new energy level products, so the demand will be there. So it is a question of the demand versus what is available, and one's aspiration for the market share. There will be all players would like to reduce their inventory levels, and there will be pressure on the margins. And as far as Blue Star is concerned, that we want to grow faster than the market. We have been disciplined about the margins, and we have the track record of maintaining the price discipline. So we will attempt to hold on to this margin level, but at the same time, we have indicated to you we would like to close the year between 7 to 7.5. So the sum and substance, there will be pressure on margins, but we have to deliver this. We will stay disciplined and find ways and means to achieve that profit level. But if the inventory levels are so very high, one should anticipate pressure on the margin. So this is the first part. This is the second part of the question. The very first question you asked is commercial refrigeration. Last year, there were regulatory changes in terms of Bureau of Indian Standards in water coolers, and as well as deep freezer that had happened prior to March itself, but it impacted in the rest of the period. Those are all over. But the growth, again, these two products are also impacted due to monsoon or rain, intermittent rain, but still it has grown. It has grown in the order of around 7 to 8%. But if the market size being smaller, it cannot make up for the shortfall in the room air conditioners. Outlook for that product, it will still grow. That's what we feel. And given that that industry has gained significantly in the GST, the food products or food retail, they are all, our customers are all investing in huge expansion. So that should translate into business. And one can say that it will be somewhere around 7.5 to 8% growth at least should be possible in this financial year as a whole.
Coming to cash flow, as you said, Hagarajan also remarked, it's not just working capital, it is also capex that one has to look at in totality. And in this case particularly, you will have to see over a period of time. You are right in saying that it was a net cash position last year and before that, and now we have moved to a net borrowing position. It has to be seen in light of last 2 years. If you see in 2023, we had a QIP, so that was a cash position which was available in 23 and 24. And 25 was an exceptional year in terms of sales. So you had very good cash accruals, and at the same time you had a working capital levels which were at a minimum. So all of that aids in cash generation. And you are seeing and comparing it with a year in which there is an inventory build-up, as we all know. So the working capital levels have gone up. At the same time, you have to continue with your capex. So given that, I think this kind of borrowing position that we are having is given. Looking at the projections by year end, whether we will back be to the net cash position, I think a lot hinges, as Mr. Thagarajan again said, on the last 6 weeks, on how the February and the March turns out to be, and how in December the inventory levels can be brought down. If the year goes and estimated kind of volumes do come back, there is no reason why we should at least not be, borrowing levels should not come down. But at the same time, if the last 6 weeks and December inventory levels don't come down, then we could see the continuing borrowing in the company's balance sheet. That's how it will be.
Sure, thank you. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Umang Mehta from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to check on your commercial AC, particularly for data center chillers. So from what we understand, you had some start in the air-cooled data centers, and you were developing something on liquid side. Possible to share any update and any outlook on that particular business? That's the first question.
First of all, in data centers, MEP part of it, we are leading. So that doesn't involve any equipment manufactured by us. We continue to be a preferred vendor in that segment. Second part is connected with which are the equipment that we can deliver. So we do have some chillers, and some chillers are being developed, and on the liquid cooling part of it, we are exploring some partnerships, and we are continuing to explore. I don't think that these products will be launched before the end of this financial year at all. And these are high-tech products, and one will have to look at the proper field trials and commercializing that product category. So it is not going to be making any kind of a significant contribution in this financial year.
Got it, sir. And the second question was on your slight caution in terms of order inflows in MEP. Anything particular that is kind of, dragging the inflow? Because overall, we are seeing quite a lot of tailwinds, right, on data centers and even private sector CapEx.
It is not a slight caution. It is a serious caution. In the sense, look, for me, the inquiry inflow will indicate order finalization trend. Now, inquiry inflows are lower, and order finalization are taking time in quite a few segments. And then, existing projects are infra projects, basically. They are taking much more time than what one would have estimated. So therefore, we will be cautious. You know our principle there. We are not chasing market share there. We are interested in good margins and our reasonable margins and good cash flow. So therefore, the caution is, See, the issue will be this, right, that when you have the hypothesis could be you have a bad summer, therefore room air conditioner business or commercial refrigeration business is impacted. That should not lead to suddenly changing our approach to projects business. Our enterprise risk mechanism is very clear that we will be cautious. That is the truth. Just because there is a problem in room air conditioner business, it is not that we will go ahead and book any order and try to keep the revenue up. That is not the principle of or the philosophy of Blue Star.
Got it, sir. Makes sense. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Tulsiyar from Sundaram Alternates. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. First question is pertaining to we doing better than industry. Definitely points to some market share gains that we had in the quarter. If you could speak more on the regional color, how your strategy of gaining market share in North is panning out. Market share gains in first half of this year were more pronounced in North, South, or any other specific region?
The first question is that I will not, the results of many companies are not announced. I will not say that they are doing better than the industry, but I know in terms of the volume, based on our estimates, I think in Q2 the industry would have shrunk by around 17%, and our estimate is in room air conditioners we have shrunk only by 12%. In H1, our estimate is the industry would have shrunk by 15% and we have shrunk only by 10%. To that extent, we may have done better. Again, it is all our estimate. So that disclaimer I want to clear. The second part is that we have indeed analyzed the growth is or the extent of degrowth is same across all regions, because it is not making a significant difference at all. The northern region has been doing better than the previous year because of our own penetration has been lower there to the region. But there is no significant, you know, you can't figure out a single market which is doing extremely well. Definitely not. All are impacted in some manner.
The second question is regarding this average selling price increase due to mini norms. When you guide for, let's say, 5% growth this year, you are guiding more in terms of volumes, is it? Or you are building in this price increase and volumes will be down by, let's say, 5 to 10%, and with ASP, you might be 5% higher for the year.
No, I'm not quoting. You know, in my case, the volume or the revenue, I'm keeping the same, or whatever change has taken place. If you are asking, suppose the energy label change, but what I'm comparing with, I'm comparing with the previous year, correct? And there wouldn't be any significant difference. So one can say that for the period January to March, because the energy label change has taken place, volume to price or the average price realization may be higher compared with the Q4 to Q4. One can argue. But indeed it will be so. But right now I'm not getting into that at all. I am keeping the average price realization last year and this year same. On the basis I'm saying the growth.
Okay.
Revenue, for this guidance, I am not changing
anything. Okay. Very better in case whatever the price increase comes in. Last question is, sir, on these payables, I think there was a very sharp increase of 1,000 crores. We paid much faster in the balance sheet. Just checking on that, any specific reasons why it's showing a 956 crore increase?
This particular quarrel is the finance provisions. It is all on that particular last day, and how it will make a difference, I don't know. That too in the middle of the year. So the question is that somebody can say on 30th of September or 7th of October. And
okay.
So, according to me, that is not the measure, that's what I feel, Nikhil can explain.
Yeah, I think you have covered it. See, basically you are looking at over March, one has to see over a longer period of time. I don't think at the month end it's the right reflection, because whatever gets built up in March gets paid out in April. And that's how one has to see. So if you just look at March to September, it is more or less going to be the story every time if you see.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much.
And one has to realize that it is a seasonal nature. So in March, technically, you will have more build-up also happening. So that's the other reason.
No, but I'm looking year on year. Last year, there was, let's say, 3,000 crore suddenly seems very high. So the reason is for them to share. But,
thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Bhartia from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. So my first question is on the inventory levels that you spoke about. Just wanted the clarification. The 60 to 65 days of inventory is the combined inventory that brand owners and channel is carrying. Is that so?
That's right.
Understood. And within this, according to you, inventory is higher at both the levels. Even channel is already carrying much higher inventory, and to that extent, there may be some difficulty in selling inventory before December, before the new energy efficiency norms come in. Is that the reason why you are anticipating some bit of pricing pressure?
Yeah, two things you have to keep in mind. First of all, you cannot stop a factory, correct? One. Second fact is that always for summer season, you start manufacturing and building the inventory from December onwards. You end up building the inventory. Now you have got you do have inventory with you, inventory with the dealer, so you are regulating the production in such a manner that whatever you have produced, you will be able to sell, the dealers will be able to sell. Now, the question is what dealers buy, they should liquidate it before the summer. You have to pass a judgment that what will be the summer season demand, and you can't wait for commencing the production in February or January for February and March. And the new label production also will have to be commenced. So it is a complex situation at the moment. Now, factors that means that the festival season have not gone on well. And one GST interruption, post that there was good. Now you have got rains and disruptions, and it has to pick up at some point of a time of around the 15th of December. That is why the caution is. And I suppose all manufacturers are intelligent. They are not going to be blindly producing, correct? They all of them will regulate. And it has happened in the past as well. That is, you do. But only thing here is a cutoff. I can't sell the, if you want to sell this product beyond 31st of December, you have to relabel that as per the new energy label law.
So in that case, isn't it so happening that the new manufacturing we start doing as per the new efficiency norm? Because if we curtail production by beyond a certain level, then unabsorbed overheads may also start hitting us.
But all that in life, it carries on. Yeah, the manufacturing planning is different. There are platforms, there are common components, and how it has to be done. We know how to do it. Exactly what numbers will be produced between now and 31st of December, that has to be closely monitored and done.
Understood, sir. And just the last bit on segment 3, which has been kind of struggling for some time. How should we think about this segment from a slightly longer-term perspective?
I don't think it carries a significant weightage to Blue Star's performance. It's a business we have been in for a long period of time. There are set of customers who are looking forward to Blue Star contributing in that particular segment, and it's not consuming any capital, and there are principals who have a very long relationship. So industrial systems business, it will continue to grow. It is directly, there is a correlation with the manufacturing investments of the GDP growth. So one can say that at a CAGR of 10 to 12%, it will grow. The medtech business, which is connected with diagnostic machines like MRI, CT scanner, right at the moment, there are regulatory uncertainty. They are yet to announce the regulations pertaining to the refurbished medical diagnostic equipment. That policy is in the making. Now, they are not sure at all that how this policy will pan out. There is one Make in India requirement. Refurbished machines that obviously will have to be regulated, in what form it will be regulated, we do not know. So to that extent, there is uncertainty out there. So the outlook is that till such time that policy is announced, which could be Q4 of this year, it is going to be muted. Industrial systems with the growth in manufacturing, or these products are consumed by even many laboratories, educational institutions, that continues to do well.
Understood, sir. That's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may limit your questions to per participant. The next question is from the line of Keyur Pandya from ICICI Prudential Life Insurance Company Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Just one question, that is on electromechanical segment, so segment one. Considering the slowdown in order intakes and order book, how should we think of growth for the next 3 or 4 quarters? And any qualitative color on anything is changing or anything is decelerating as far as say growth is concerned, and in that backdrop, how should we think of profitability as well, not for this year but say probably next 4 or 5 quarters? Thank you.
For the segment one you are asking, projects?
Yes, segment one. Yes,
segment one, there are 2 parts. One is the commercial air conditioning. And I would say that segment has huge potential to grow again, because it's a very large segment where you have shops, showroom, boutiques, manufacturing, small hospitals, small healthcare, and 3, 4, 5 many such establishments getting air conditioned. My guidance will be it will be having a CAGR of 12% over the next 5 years. So that is the industry, and we should do better than the industry. That is the attempt there. As far as projects business is concerned, there will be plenty of opportunities to grow as infrastructure is growing. And as manufacturing is growing, as data center investments and data center growth also will begin, because we are now having huge amount of inquiries. Growing by 10 to 15% is very easy. And the question is that good cash flows, good margin, if that is the case, I would say that 10% growth is the guidance.
There is no deceleration. I mean, looking at the order book and order inflow, should we assume couple of quarters of three, four quarters, the growth rate may be lower?
Yeah, no, it is not. I don't see a deceleration. Definitely not. Right now, the order inflow was muted. but it should come back. That's not a problem. There are reasons. That business completely is cyclical in nature. So I will not look at the deceleration at all.
Understood. Noted. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj Kodi from Equirus Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So overall, when I look at the commentary throughout the call, so somewhere definitely there has been caution. So just want to understand whether this is the near-term caution that we are seeing, because we also talked about the demand momentum getting disrupted. Or probably you believe that this can actually your outlook for FY27 also probably has been impacted, and probably now your view has changed a bit. So if you can throw broad color on the overall, because if you look at today on the commentary, we have sounded more cautious on commercial ACs as well as on room air conditioners. So just want to have a broad understanding about how we look at the things from near term, that is H2, and from FY27.7.
Yeah, so the commercial air conditioning, there is no caution at all. It is that 12 to 15% kind of a growth has been the story there. It is not suddenly going to become 25-30% and all that. It is never that industry has grown like that at all, and there is no caution there whatsoever. It is just that there were disruptions this year, and it is not summer dependent again, so there is absolutely no caution whatsoever in commercial air conditioning. Project business, we have been always cautious. Ever since 2011, we are very clear that you won't chase market share. It has to be based on the free cash flows and margins. That's how it is. And that business is fully dependent on the order book that you have, order inflow that you are seeing. Now, order book you have seen, that is not a significant expansion in the carried forward order book. And the order inflow is dependent on also the inquiry inflow. Going by that, we are telling you we are cautious. And added to that, we do have, let's say we have explained this area. There are infra projects, which are electrification, railways, metro railway, airports, water like that. There are data center factories is another segment. There are buildings as another segment. Buildings will include even hospitals, hotels. Now within these three buckets, it's a de-risking factor. What kind of orders I should have? And in that particular part, while the buildings or factories, data centers, they are all getting executed as per the time frame, infra projects are taking time. Therefore, I am not able to release some headroom for taking other orders. That's about all. So therefore, we are cautious. I am summarizing. Room air conditioner is the largest part of the business. It is a summer impacted year, and the rain keeps interrupting because of the GST disruption. And even if you account for it, CAGR is 18. And the CAGR outlook for the business is 19. There will be a year in which it will grow by 25. Another year it will be minus 5. It doesn't matter. And the outlook is positive, and we have gained market share. We will move towards 15% market share. And by FY27, we should get to 15% market share. That is a goal there. And the commercial air conditioning, by nature, it will be only 12% CAGR growth. And there, we will go ahead of the market. So there is absolutely no problem. The electromechanical projects, we will maintain it only at around 10%. It is there. The cash flow and the profits are important. So the caution is, uh, the, you may be getting that feeling because I am changing the outlook. I said room air conditioner, for example, can make up for the summer and still grow things. That has been the history so far. That is looking very unlikely. And if February, March does well, one can look at matching last year's market size, and quite probably it may be even lower. At this juncture, that's all I can say.
So, sir, in this case of room air conditioner, so keeping aside FY26, obviously this is a year with a lot of uncertainty. But if I look at a 2-year CAGR, let's say from FY25 to FY27, when we have been talking about 15% CAGR growth, this indicates in FY27 we should grow by close to around 30-35% for that 15-17% CAGR growth.
So, can't be doing 2 year excluding 1 year.
Okay.
That's not the way to do it.
Right.
According to me, if you look at the FY20 to 26, it is 16%. FY21 to 26, it will be 24%. FY22 to FY26, 21%. FY23 to FY26, it will be 15%. By many estimates, FY25 to FY30, it will be 19%. So don't worry about it.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Niranj Jain from BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. And I apologize if this question is already covered. First, we want to better understand how we are expecting the secondary demand to pick up during the peak winter season on the account of energy rating change. Given that the demand is already weak and post-festive despite at least a 7-10% cut in the retail prices. So, do we mean a pickup in the primary sales per perhaps as they liquidate their old inventory or a higher discounts to drive the secondary demand during this Christmas and New Year period?
So, first part, the growth we are talking about is over the previous year. Previous year also winter, this year also winter. Previous year there was no energy level change, now there is energy level change. What is the significance of energy level change? So you are buying a 5-star air conditioner. The 5-star air conditioner, which is before 31st of December and post 31st of December, there may be a 7-10% price increase. Of course, the new 5-star will be higher energy efficient, but the consumer will think that I am buying a 5-star air conditioner, which is a 5-star air conditioner of 2025. So therefore, it comes as one added thing. Second is that the GST has brought down the price, and there was lull post Diwali. So what has gone wrong? Nothing has gone wrong, right? The penetration levels are lower, and the people want to buy air conditioner, and it is... Because last year was a huge year, we are feeling the pain. Otherwise, I don't think there is something fundamentally has changed or some other product has replaced this product. So, therefore, Q3, whether compared with the previous year, 10% growth should be looked at. By all means, you should look at it, and it can happen. The caution is only there is already enough inventory there in the field that has to get liquidated, and the dealer's working capital level should permit them to stock other products for me to post revenue. That's where we are.
Sure, sir, very helpful. Secondly, sir, just want a clarification that when we say 65 days of sales approximately at the channel and class, so is it possible to quantify this in terms of approximate volumes? But asking this because like when you say 2 month of sales, whether it is the 2 months during summer season or the average monthly sales of the entire year, so how do we look at it?
No, when I say this, it is estimating the sale during this winter season only. It is not summer. In summer, this will mean that 15 days of summer inventory. We don't do that at all. When I say as on date, And looking at the inter-season sales and how much more is there. And I said that normally one would have been happy with 45, it is at 65.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhagyashree from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I assume the utility product segments include the cassette ACs and the tower ACs which are used in projects. So just one confirmation whether this is a part of the UCP business. And can you help us with the growth numbers, particularly for room ACs for quarter two of FY26, and what is the year-end outlook for this thing? Thank you.
So cassette ACs will be used by many parts. Even the commercial air conditioning will use it. So the factory is produced, and in a commercial air conditioning product, even a room air conditioner may be there. So that's fine. So you cannot say commercial air conditioning is reported under, a cassette air conditioning is reported only under commercial air conditioning. It is reported, if it is part of that application, it will be. If it is part of room air conditioner, it will be. So that is the first part of it. Now, I have stated this number of times that unitary cooling products comprises room air conditioner as well as commercial air conditioning products, and it is difficult for us, it will become a selective disclosure. But if I am to look at the industry volume, based on my estimate, I think the industry volumes, more or less the revenue, grew by 17%, and Blue Star volumes have degrown by 12%. In Q2.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sukrit Patil from iSight Fine Trade Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to the team. I have a forward-looking question on Blue Star's long-term direction. As more players, are entering or may enter the cooling and refrigeration space, what is Blue Star doing to build a strong edge, not just through product range or distribution, but something deeper, like a way of working or thinking that grows over time and makes the company, stand out amongst the peers? Thank you.
No, this will be applicable for all companies, all products. So the very first thing is that whether you are in a growth segment and whether you have got leadership there, and we have been a long-term player there, and we have good reputation for being there. If it is so, when the industry is growing, I should be growing if I keep doing good things. That's the first part of it, general. The second part of it is that how you continue to grow or expand your market share. So you said that other than the product range, product is very important. That whether your products are innovative, products are reliable, products are available at all price points, and it is able to compete. And the overall competitiveness, therefore, that you have to continue to invest and build, because in a fast-growing segment, there will be many competitors, all of them reputed, all of them trying to grow their own market share. The third part is that the intangibles, how you will excel. The important part is the customer experience, whether it is in delivering a product, in installing a product, lifetime, how you look after the consumer. And next is that how you improve your operating efficiency through digitalization. And therefore you are able to improve your profitability. Lot of things together have to be orchestrated in order to maintain your leadership position and grow. And that this will be same for all leaders in all categories. And you
okay.
Stay ahead of the curve in anything. That is, the innovation is going to take place, whether you are ahead of that. Whether energy level change is going to take place, you are ahead of the curve. Whether refrigerant change is happening, whether you are ahead of it. Whether there is a digitalization, whether you are ahead of it. AI, whether you are ahead of it. So, that's how you play.
Okay. My last final question, again a forward-looking one, on margins and cost planning. You know, as GST changes and weather disruptions, you know, keep on affecting demand, how are you planning to protect the margins, and are there any smart internal methods that you are going to be putting into place, you know, that help you keep the delivery quality high without putting any pressure on the profits? Thank you.
Yeah, so the broadly how you will weatherproof your business, because the weather can spoil the game, so there is no doubt about it. And so you will, each time this happens, you will try to become smarter, and I am not claiming we have become smarter. The question is whether there are other portfolios which will protect you, which means equal attention to B2B products as well as B2C products. The second is, even room air conditioner, there is a significant amount of consumers who are B2B within room air conditioner. How you will enhance your share from those customers. The next part is connected with how you will have the inventory, production, management in such a manner you are able to manage the disruptions without saddled with a huge inventory. And that is beginning to happen, because earlier the industry was dependent on, Tushar was dependent on imports, in which case the material would have arrived. Because we are now manufacturing in a big way, we can at least curtail the production. And the component ecosystem is evolving, so you are able to curtail and manage the component ecosystem. Still, whether you have mastered that, I wouldn't say so. Because it is that 3 month window is very significant. Any business that is seasonal, there will be some pain if the season is not happening. But we continue to work on various initiatives. Like for example, you might have ended up advertising in ITL anticipating that there is going to be a summer season, it's summer sales you will be, but next time you will be very clear. I may not go ahead and incur the expenditure in advance and suffer. I will have to change my marketing expenses mix substantially in order to weatherproof ourselves. So these are the things.
Thank you for the guidance, and I wish the entire team best of luck for Q3.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Nikhil Suhani for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. With this, we conclude this quarter's earnings call. Do feel free to revert to us in case any of your questions were not fully answered, and we'll be happy to provide you additional details by email or in person. Thank you.
On behalf of Blue Star Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us today, and you may now disconnect your lines.